There's an email question here. Let me see if I can get to this one. This is from Ed in Natick. Let me see. I would like to ask Rachel Kaprielian how she could reduce restrictions on gender identification requirements.
Oh, okay.
To get a state-certified ID driver's license that allows a person to pick a gender, excuse me, based on the gender the individual considers himself or herself to be. What's that all about?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how he posed the questions, like what we're doing or what I should be doing. One of the things that we do with the RMV is we change with new information, and currently we have revised that policy of what's called a transgender license. It's, you know, a very obviously limited number of individuals who are looking to change their gender designation. We used to require the reassignment surgery. And now it's the proof from a medical provider that the person has lived as that gender for a year, because that is concurrent with current medical practices and current laws of the Commonwealth.
Ed is writing here, the only restriction to personal preference and the gender confusion being it needs to be backed up by a medical sign-off. His question then is, how can I prevent my 17-year-old daughter from having her privacy invaded by a pervert using this new policy to their advantage and showing up in the ladies' room or locker room? So I guess what he's trying to say here is that...
What does that have to do with the person's license is my next question to that. You know, if that's... I mean that's a terrible incident that he's describing,
right.
But what does that have to do with the person's license?
Well, I guess he's concerned about, you know, he talks about Homeland Security here and all of this. Yeah. I'll look at that a little bit later.
None of that's really relevant. I mean, the question is sort of what defines gender, and the medical community has said loudly and resoundingly it's often something other than, you know,
the
old ways.
The old ways, yeah.
The indices,
yeah.
Right.
Okay, great. Fair enough. We won't go there. It's a family show.